Hello and welcome to another installation with the ADHD Specialist. This is Ho Bing broadcasting to you live from sunshiny, cold, warm, hot, variable weather, Australia, Melbourne, whichever really place you prefer to call it. Alright, today we'll be continuing on with our journey with regards to ADHD symptomology, and today's topic is ADHD and overactivity. So what happens when you add overactivity to the mix of impulsiveness and inattentiveness? You basically have a recipe for massive temper explosion. Now let me preface this audio by saying that we're going to have a rather short one, because overactivity, as the symptom implies, is basically being overly active. Now historically, it is the hyperactive behavior which has been the main feature of ADHD. When viewed in isolation, it is my opinion that overactivity is only a minor problem. But when overactivity and impulsivity come together, this busy short fuse combination becomes absolute dynamite. It's very difficult to handle. Throughout my interactions with people with ADHD, I've found that the parents of ADHD or hyperactive individuals often feel that they have started to become hyperactive even before they were born, which means they were hyperactive in utero or in the womb. A significant number of hyperactive children were colicky and demanding in infancy. A surprising proportion were actually quite average or even exceptionally good as babies. This is the interesting category. Well, presumably because they were actually busy trying to save themselves. Or alternatively, an event occurred later in life that triggered the ADHD cycle. And again, this comes back to the definition that ADHD is not simply a disease. It is a collection of behavioral symptoms that occur due to specific triggers that do not have a single unifying cause. Now, if you look at the progression, and that not every hyperactive child was hyperactive since they were born or before they were born, what could have triggered the ADHD cycle? Is it possible that the introduction of meat into diet too early might contribute to it? Well, there is a little bit of research that is coming up and also suggesting that the introduction of meat too early into the diet of people actually will trigger off very different symptoms. In fact, dairy is currently being investigated for its link with asthma. Now, isn't that fascinating? And here we were being told by the dairy companies that drinking milk provides you with all the calcium that you need. What they forget to mention is that dairy has a high level of casein, and casein undergoes metabolism to become caseinopseudomorphine. What happens with this particular compound is that it makes you addicted to milk, one, not addicted in the traditional sense, but biochemically addicted, if you like. Then it will also present with the symptoms of ADHD. And this is dairy that we're talking about, and it's been linked to asthma. So the plot thickens. Another correlation that researchers have found is that a lot of ADHD children have not been breastfed for a sufficient amount of time. And these are just two things to think about as we move along our journey. For most parents, the change in behavior actually came when they started to walk. And as they took the house apart and got into everything, that is when the parents really found out that their child was hyperactive. Most such children are busy at preschool, finding it hard to settle at story time. Once school starts, hyperactivity is generally more subtle in its presentation. There is an overall increase in body movement, which gets worse as the day wears on. These children are restless, fidgety, and have difficulty remaining seated. Those who appear to be sitting still are jiggling their legs, tapping their fingers, or fiddling with anything that they can touch. The restless squirming activity is described as rump hyperactivity. These school children may not move from their seat, but their rump is certainly pretty active. When busy children hit the playground, they are like an animal released from captivity. They return to the structured classroom, and many find it hard to settle. At home, they pace around, touch things, open and close refrigerator doors, etc., etc. Major overactivity tends to settle by teenage. However, as we have discussed previously, over 60% of ADHD children carry their symptoms well into adulthood. So it is clear that the core symptoms in one way and another complement each other in presentation. However, you must not forget that these are just clinical observations, much like your own observations of your own child or your own behavior. Just because you observe a particular behavior doesn't mean that there is anything wrong with them internally. Not necessarily. And I can't stress this enough. ADHD is a collection of symptoms, and as a health detective, it's your job to find the triggering factors. My job is to help you understand the triggering factors and its relationship to the symptoms. We'll quickly whip through the associated symptoms later and then start on making the diagnosis. Perhaps that is the most controversial area of all. Now, before we go on to the associated symptoms, I want to talk a little bit about hyperactivity. Recently, there has been quite a bit of research with regards to sleep and hyperactivity. They found that some of the children with hyperactivity are actually hypermobile when they are sleeping. This means that they continually move while they are sleeping. It has a very fancy name, something like active leg disorder or something of that nature. But what the researchers found was very interesting. The children, when they were sleeping, had random jerky leg movements. And when they were measuring the brain waves, the random movements actually decreased the amount of quality sleep that these children were getting. So what happened was that they were actually disturbing themselves from sleeping. Now, because of the disturbance, the children started to, the disturbance caused a dysfunction in the brain because the brain didn't have enough rest, and that manifested as inattention. On the other end, it also manifested as hyperactivity because that was the child's way of staying awake. They simply did not have enough sleep. Another group of researchers found that when you look at children with hyperactivity and you analyze their brain waves, at night in particular, before they go to sleep, they have difficulty shutting down their brains. Difficulty initiating sleep, if you like. What these researchers found was fascinating, was that through behavioral therapy, through training and understanding the brain, you could initiate or teach the children how to get rid of the thoughts and have more fulfilling sleep. Another group of researchers also utilized melatonin to help the children initiate sleep earlier and keep their cycle regular, if you like. So these are a whole lot of research areas which hardly any of the specialists or medical profession take notice of because they are not in their direct field. It is important then to note, is your child actually sleeping well? Or how about you? If you have ADHD, are you sleeping well? And that is a question that has very, very strong implications in the research and the cure, if you like, of ADHD. Okay, so that's something to think about. So far, let's take a recap. ADHD is a collection of symptoms that can be caused by specific triggers that has no unifying cause. What you know is that through lifestyle modification, elimination of allergenic foods, allergenic compounds, and allergenic environmental factors, you are able to reduce most of the ADHD symptoms. Food intolerance is a big thing that has been overlooked by most people, and that is simply because the information is not out there. So please spread the word. Get people to listen. If you find that the podcast is useful, I would really appreciate you leaving a comment, sending it over to your friends and family, or better yet, send them to the blog. There is so much information here that you can use, that you can capitalize on, so that the ADHD journey is much less of a heartache. Okay, tomorrow please join me back for the associated symptoms of ADHD, and we're going to drill deeper and deeper and to make sure that you can conquer, defeat, and live a life where ADHD is your advantage. Till then, this is Hobing signing off. Have an awesome day. Bye-bye.